hard to stand here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful fall afternoon, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, hopefully we're going to have Rodney Sitch today. Is Rodney here yet? Guess not. Well, anyway, Rodney is an amazing gentleman. He's in his 80s, but he's been writing and collecting information for many years, and has written such books as Defrauding America, Drugging America, The Friendly Skies, going in, of course, to corruption within the airline industry. And at one time, of course, he was an airline pilot and then worked for the FAA as an inspector and was asked to investigate a series of airline crashes by United and found that there was a gross negligence on the part of United Airlines. But, of course, nothing was going to be done about it any more than anything was going to be done to try to stop the threat of hijacking. And of course, when he tried to bring out the truth that the FAA organization was totally corrupt, instead of going after the FAA, they came after him, and he ended up being sent to jail. What was his crime? Why, he tried to report a crime to a federal judge. And, well, it's a long, detailed story, and maybe when we get to Rodney on, we can tell you that. But I think the most important thing is that when Rodney was in prison for trying to report really corruption within the Federal Aviation Administration, he ran into a lot of FBI agents and CIA agents and DEA agents and other men who had served their country valiantly and tried to expose the fact that the United States government, the United States CIA, at least a contingent within it, was involved in drug smuggling. And that led, of course, to his book, Defrauding America and Drugging America. And if we could just get the American people to realize one thing, the reason that we have a war on drugs and we can never win the war is because our own agencies of government are the largest drug producers in the world and actually pushers. And when I say producers, the United States controls Afghanistan today. And then there's the wicked, evil Taliban that we had, of course, to kill and destroy. Why, they're just about done away with the drug trade. But now that the righteous Americans are there, why, the poppy fields are blooming, the massive increase in opium production, and we just can't figure out what to do about it. Now, we control the air over there, but they say, well, you know, if we tried to spray those fields, why, they might shoot down one of our helicopters. We think of how terrible it would be if we sprayed the fields and they shot down a helicopter and an American got killed in the process. And so we can't try to stop the opium production. Well, why don't we just let the Taliban do it? They were doing a great job of it. I mean, almost all of the opium that is destroying the lives of so many people in Europe and Russia comes out of Afghanistan, and the poppy fields are blooming greater than ever before when the American government is in control. And ask yourself rationally, ladies and gentlemen, how could that possibly be? And then let's ask our guest today, Rodney Sitch. Is there any inconsistency in the fact that the Taliban had pretty well shut down opium production in Afghanistan, and since the United States took over Afghanistan, why the opium fields are flourishing?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking you, right.
Dan?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, I don't know if I have the answer to that, but, you know, one of my CIA sources described to me how the U.S. politicians authorized the CIA to subvert the Afghan government. This is 2 years before the Russians came in.
All right, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with our good friend Rodney Sitch right here at Genesis.
or tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up? Now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this last week I was up on the State Department webpage, and I came across a section there on the webpage dealing with misinformation, and they have a whole segment there where they tell you about all these things that are being put out that just aren't true. For instance, AIDS was produced for genocide to kill off people, and they said that can't be true because the Russians said that the CIA produced AIDS, and so if the Russians said it, we know it can't be true. And then, of course, the idea that the CIA had financed Osama bin Laden. Oh, they knew that wasn't true because one of the CIA agents said, hey, we never had anything to do with financing, the Afghan rebels or Osama bin Laden or anything. We were just over there during the Afghan war while we were drinking tea, and we didn't have anything to do with fighting the Soviets over there. And then there was another thing. They talked about Mr. Perkins, and we've had Mr. Perkins as a guest many times, John Perkins. And they said John Perkins' book on the economic hitman couldn't be true because Mr. Perkins said we were trying to get countries throughout the world indebted to the United States and get them to borrow a lot of money and then replacing their government leaders. And that wasn't true because, after all, the American government was the one who wanted to forgive all the debts of the Third World nations. And I say, fine, if we want to forgive all the nation's debts, why don't we just go ahead and do it? And, of course, we haven't done it, but, if we have, of course, we've got control of the natural resources. So, I mean, when they have something up there, you know, about how we don't influence other people's governments. Of course, one of the things that that Mr. Perkins talked about, how is if the government or the leaders of a government wouldn't go along with us, we simply had them killed. And if you haven't read his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, or heard our four tapes set with him, why, we carry that at Radio Liberty. And that's at 1-800-544-8927. Ms. Brodney was just saying that a CIA agent or one of the CIA contacts had told him that the American government had ordered that we destabilize the Afghan government 2 months, pardon me, 2 years before 9/11. Is that right, Rodney?
Yes, that's right. And then, of course, the Afghan government, confronted with this highly armed rebel group, they had to ask the Soviet Union to send in troops to defend the country. So, of course, the U.S. media claims that the Soviet invaded, but they were asked in. Now, prior to that time, Afghan was a relatively peaceful country. You know, I was over there in those days, back in the 50s and 60s, flying all over the area. I was flying Muslim pilgrims to Mecca and Medina, and Afghan was a relatively peaceful country in those days.
Well, it sure isn't peaceful today, and there's no question at all that the American government, in fact, Brzezinski has actually admitted that he intentionally, destabilized the situation in Afghanistan to justify, our intervention. He encouraged the Soviet invasion by financing the Mujahideen, and the Soviets sending the troops, and then we could recruit the Muslims throughout the world and train them in terror and train them in explosives and train them how important it was to believe in the Prophet Muhammad and to get involved with jihad and kill the infidels, who at that time, of course, were the Soviets, but now we're the infidels. We created this whole Islamic terrorist movement, and I believe it was done on purpose, don't you, Rodney?
Why it was done, I don't know. But look, you know, we even destabilized Iran. I was in Iran the morning that the CIA engineered a revolution. That was back in 1953. And at that time, Iran was relatively stabilized. But now we, with the CIA revolution, and that led to the 1979 Islamic revolution, and that's also led to the October surprise, if you recall. That's where 52 American hostages were held for over a year.
And the thing was that the Iranians really wanted to give them back, and we didn't want them back. We wanted to keep them there until Ronald Reagan was inaugurated. Isn't that right?
Well, we had a group in the United States that conspired, and I describe this in great detail in one of my books, where money was paid and military weapons were provided to Iran on the condition that they delay or that they do not release the hostages until after the election. That's the election between President Carter and, of course, President candidate Reagan.
No, it was Carter and Reagan, right.
So, again, the meddling by U.S. politicians destabilized that country and generated some more hatred for the United States. You know, in those days, I used to go to the Palestinian refugee camps. This is in the early 50s. And it was so tragic, and also I thought it was so easy for the United States to correct the situation that existed. And, of course, White House politicians were so protective of Israel that now this is really what has started all of the hatred for the United States. And the people with the hatred, they admit this. But, of course, no politician can afford to contact to Israel, to the powerful Israel lobby.
Well, of course, but the thing is that what they do is try to get everybody hating everybody else. They're just about on the verge of having a revolution, a civil war in Palestine between the Fatah and between the Hamas elements over there. In other words, you have the two elements there, and we're playing one against the other so we can get Palestinians killing Palestinians. In a similar manner, we're trying to get the Muslims throughout the world to hate Americans so we can get Muslims killing Americans and Americans killing Muslims. And they know how to generate this thing, how to use propaganda to get everybody hating everybody else.
I know. I lived in Ramallah and Jerusalem in the early 50s, and this is, again, while I was flying the Muslim pilgrims to Mecca. And in those days, again, everybody liked us. But again, we really screwed that up. Well, our politicians did.
Well, I think the people who control our politicians did. Well, anyway, certainly, you, Rodney, you have lots of contacts within the CIA and FBI. And why do these people tell you these things, you know? Because they're not supposed to, but they come to you and they tell you the things that... Is it because you'll get the information out and you'll keep their confidence as to who they are because they're afraid for their jobs? I suspect many of them are afraid for their lives.
Well, they first started coming to me after I started appearing on radio and television shows. This is back in 1978. I published the first of multiple books. That was The Unfriendly Skies, the first edition. And they heard of me, so they figured, well, this is a good way to get the information out. So over a period of the last 30 years, I've got CIA agents, DEA, Customs, Secret Service, FBI agents, former mafia figures, former drug traffickers. I mean, they come to me, they give me information, and where I can confirm it, then I put it in the books. And the goal of all of the books is to educate the people who read it as to what is actually going on in government. Now, as a matter of fact, all of my books can be downloaded at no charge at the defraudingamerica.com website. And when I say at no charge, that's about half of the books. And there's also a blog site now, defraudingamericablog.com, and there's a I try to address all of the current issues, such as the congressional cover-ups on the Foley deal. And, of course, I go into great detail about how I've been identifying congressional cover-ups for the last 40 years and the consequences of the cover-ups. I even filed two lawsuits against members of Congress on the basis of their cover-ups. And I describe that at my defraudingamerica.com website.
Well, Rodney, why don't you tell us what you know about Foley? In other words, basically what we're told is why, Dennis Hassett didn't find out that this man was doing all of these things or anything really serious until about 3 weeks ago, and he's just so upset about it, he wants the FBI to investigate. And there are people out there, I mean, ex-congressional aides, have said, look, we told Hassett about this a couple of years ago, and he's been covering up for Foley, this pervert and pedophile and a homosexual who blames it all on the fact that when he was just a little boy, he was molested by a priest, and it's not his fault at all. And that's why he's an alcoholic, and that's why he's a pedophile, and he's just so sorry that he got caught. Well, anyway, what do you get as far as the real story there, Rodney?
Well, you pretty well have it there, and then where 5 years ago Foley's transgressions were being made known. But I have to get kind of a chuckle out of all this, because on a scale of 1 to 10, while it is certainly kind of obnoxious, there's far more serious cover-ups and consequences of the cover-ups by members of Congress, and I'm talking about, like, I first started bringing to their attention the corruption, the deep-seated corruption in the government's aviation safety offices. That's the type of corruption that made 9/11 possible. But I not only brought that to their attention, but specific drug smuggling by the CIA and all types of criminal activities that I learned from insiders who had discovered it as part of their professional and official duties. And you could not, it was almost impossible to get them to react. Like, for instance, I was even reporting how FBI agents in the New York City offices were involved in murders. And 4 years after I first brought it to their attention, the Brooklyn District Attorney now has filed criminal charges against that FBI agent.
Sure. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Rodney. Rodney, do you know anything about 911 that is not known to the public? We'll ask you that as soon as we get back right here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 9th, 2006. Gold opened at $577.90 and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $609.65. Again, that's $609.65 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Rodney has all sorts of fascinating information. Rodney, what have you learned about 911? Is there anything specific that, you know, that other than the regular things that most people, you know, the information they have?
Oh, by all means. First of all, I go into great detail on that on the website. But first, let me mention the people who had the primary responsibility for preventing airliners from being hijacked, that's the FAA, the Government's Aviation Safety Officers. And if you'll notice, Congress and the 9/11 Commission has carefully avoided addressing that primary area of blame. And there's a good reason they haven't. And this is where there's a major scandal. Let me mention this. First of all, I was a top FAA inspector. So I discovered a lot of corruption as part of my duties. And I did a number of things. This corruption has made possible decades of preventable airline disasters. And I feel that same corruption was primarily responsible for the refusal to order the known preventative measures for hijackings. Prior to 9/11, about a year and a half, I filed a federal lawsuit against the FAA trying to expose this corruption that was involved. And then after 9/11, I filed a lawsuit in the federal courts in New York City to expose this corruption. This is no screwy conspiracy theory that I'm raising. I'm raising factual information that I discovered initially as a professional government investigator. And if you get into that, you'll see all of the people who blocked the reporting and exposure and the correction of these things. So if you really take the time to look into 9/11, you'll see there's a lot of people that are criminally implicated in the blame.
However, what about the coming down of the buildings? Did you pick up on anything on there? The strange way that the buildings collapsed, which, certainly did not look like, it just sort of happened by itself, especially Building 7. Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Oh, absolutely. In the book, incidentally, I have two books that address 9/11. One is Unfriendly Skies, 20th and 21st Centuries. That's the fourth edition. And then the other one is Blowback 9/11 and Cover Up. Now, both of these go into the conspiracy theories on, let's say, the missile under the wing, the bombing of the Trade Center. And I go into great detail. First of all, let's say the bombing of the World Trade. Let me first get something more ridiculous. There's one woman talk show host who describes how one of the planes that flew into the World Trade Center had a missile under the wing. Well, show how ridiculous this is. First of all, to put a missile on a plane, you don't just glue it on with nobody around. You have to make some major changes on the wing. And, of course, you've got all the people in the hangar who are seeing this going on. And you see the plane being loaded. Here's a big missile under the wing, and nobody sees it. Passengers don't see it. All of the ground personnel don't see it. Pilots don't see it. So this is kind of ridiculous. Well, I was at a seminar down in Newport Beach a couple of years ago, and this woman, this talk show host, was explaining the missile under the wing. And of the 500 people there, I'll bet 300 were standing on their chairs to look for the missile. And they believed it. With the so-called bombs at the in the buildings, first of all, we go into the logistics. You'd have to have a few 18-wheelers unloading the bombs, the explosives, which of course would never happen. Then you've got to have all of the personnel that's putting it all through the building, which is, of course, ridiculous. Nobody would see that. And then where are the wires detonating them all at one time? So when I explain how the buildings came down, there's no building that I know of in the world that was built like those World Trade Center buildings. A young Japanese designer designed those buildings and did not have any supports in the middle of the building.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Rodney Sitz here at the Genesis Communication Center.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote-unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Rodney Sitz, and he was just saying that he believes, of course, it's absurd to think that the Twin Towers came down by explosives. Have you looked at all into the central construction? My understanding, there were about 47 very heavily built central beams. Did that influence at all your thought on that?
Well, now, did not have the main strength, and I'm going by the professional reports on this now, Stan. The main strength holding each of those floors up was based on brackets attaching the floor to the outer perimeter. Now, if one floor should collapse, let's say, onto the next floor, that exceeds the capacity of that floor, and it's going to collapse, and the whole thing will collapse, and which is what happened. And but anyhow, when the steel brackets heat they lose a tremendous amount of its of their strength, and it doesn't have to be melted for that to happen. And the reports by professionals now say that this is what happened, that the steel heated and lost its strength, and that floor collapsed. Once you have one floor collapse, and it exceeds the capacity of the brackets on the next floor to hold the floor. So now you've got the next floor collapse, and this is what happened. All the floors then started collapsing. And I'm surprised nobody is really addressing the poor construction. When I say poor construction, the poor design of that young Japanese architect.
How do you explain Building 7 coming down then? Because that seemed to just the whole base of the building at one time.
Well, and it came, but then it collapsed not from the bottom.
Oh, it did. Haven't you seen the pictures of it? It came down.
I've
the bottom
it.
Went out, and then the top
wasn't
came down.
From the bottom.
What's
from
that?
The top of it. It's from where the floors were weakened.
I see, but it was the bottom that gave way.
That's not the way I see it.
Well, have you looked at those pictures up on the Internet?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, do you have any other information about what happened that day?
Well, if the information I've given you about the corruption in the FAA and the cover-ups, which is quite extensive, and my attempts to address this with federal lawsuits and what was done when I did that, and then the cover-up when I filed a federal lawsuit in the federal courts after New York City. That's about as big a scandal as you can get.
Well, tell us about the lawsuit. What was the basis of your lawsuit that you filed after 911?
Well, the basis was the same basis. I was filing it under two particular federal statutes. One is the Federal Crime Reporting Statute. That's Title 18, USC Section 4. That clearly says anyone who knows of a federal crime must report it promptly to a federal judge or the federal officer.
So what happened when you filed this after 911?
Well, after 911, the first thing is when they receive it, they have to file it if it's an order. Well, it was an order, but for 13 months they refused to file it. So I finally wrote letters to each of the Supreme Court justices advising them of the latest attempts by federal judges to prevent this information from being reported.
Right.
And the lawsuit was filed, and simultaneously with that, there was about a six-page dismissal order that would have taken them a couple of months to prepare. And here they dismiss it the moment it's filed, and this violated not only due process, but it violated the federal criminal statute whereby federal judges must receive the information. What they do with it once it's given to them, that's out of my hand. But they are required to receive it. Well, it blocked it. So then I filed appeals. And all of this, incidentally, is on the website. I even appeared 2 years ago, and I had gave oral arguments before the U.S. Court of Appeals in New York City. But it was just by that time, the scandal was so big that they just weren't going to allow it to come out. So if you want a scandal, you're not going to find one much bigger than that, Stan.
No, this is basically the malfeasance of the FAA you're speaking of.
Well, it started with the FAA, and this is the corruption I was trying to find. But now, you know, the Congress and the 9/11 Commission not only covered up for the corruption in the FAA, being why they never addressed that, because then they would also have to include their own cover-up, because I even filed lawsuits against members of Congress for covering up. But I was also trying to expose the corruption in the FBI and the CIA, and it's these two agencies that had the responsibility to prevent the scheme from being acted out. Now, that's the only thing the investigations addressed, the FBI and the CIA, but they didn't address the corrupt aspects of it. When you've got FBI agents in the Boston and New York City offices engaging in murders, and I mean, this is documented, and it's also on my website, How do you expect them to be concerned with stopping terrorists, at least before 9/11?
Are you speaking of Whitey Bulger there in Boston, how they covered for him torturing and murdering people over a 20-year period?
Yes. Now, after that came out, I'm in contact with a mafia fellow. This is a New York City mafia family guy. He's in prison. So he's in 2002, I have a book contract with him, and he's describing to me how he and his father were given the information by FBI agents on government informants, and his father would go out and murder him. So this guy's given me all this information. This is in 2002. Finally, the Department of Justice prison officials blocked him. So anyhow, I report this to members of Congress who were investigating the Boston deal. And I said, I've got a source inside the New York mafia that describes the same thing going on in New York. Well, you know, not one of those members of Congress responded with asking for the name of my sources. Now, 4 years later, the Brooklyn District Attorney files murder charges against this ex-FBI agent, and that based partly on the same information I was offering to the Department of Justice and members of Congress several years earlier. Another source of information on this murdering FBI supervisory agent was Richard Tosh. He was an FBI agent working under this Lindley DiVicchio. DiVicchio was the FBI agent involved in the murders. So when you've got stuff like that going on, how do you expect the FBI to act on reports of terrorist activities?
Now, well, where was DiVicchio? Was he in New York or was he in Boston?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Where was DiVicchio? Was he in New York or was he in Boston?
In the New York office.
In the New York office. And that's is that where they sent this fellow up for 30 years who they knew he was innocent to cover for the mafia chieftain or mafia member that that they were protecting?
Oh, that was the New York office.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, that was the Boston office. But the New York office was also, this was known to other FBI agents. The New York covered up. This, you know, one thing I learned, I was in the Navy when Pearl Harbor occurred, and one thing the United States is especially proficient at is cover-up. I mean, that's embedded in our culture.
Isn't that too bad? And, of course, the thing is, the truth has never come out about Pearl Harbor, although I think that many people understand that they had advanced information, and the officers were told by General Court George Catherine Marshall the secret of what happened at Pearl Harbor would have to go to the grave with them because they could never let the American people know they left those sailors there at Pearl Harbor to die.
And look, our radar even saw the planes coming. The planes are coming in to Oahu from the northwest. And two radar operators on duty. I forget, this was about an hour before the planes arrived. He reported it to Honolulu that the planes were coming. And Honolulu said, oh, those are the planes coming from San Francisco. Well, the only thing is, planes coming from San Francisco are coming from a different direction. And there wasn't hundreds of them coming like the radar operator reported. But again, this is our culture, Stan.
Well, I would like to think that there are a few people out there who tell the truth, and there were, and their careers were destroyed. There was a lieutenant commander in the Navy, or Stafford, or something of the sort, that came forward and told the truth, and that was the end of his naval career. And that's why most of the people today will not dare to tell the truth about what's really going on. If you work for the government and you open your mouth, why, you'll be lucky if they simply, force you out of your job, because sometimes they'll actually kill you.
Yes, and this is done openly with the public knowledge, and nobody gives a damn.
Well,
another culture we have.
Few of us do care, and I think a lot of our listeners are aware of what's going on, and they're concerned, about what the things that you write about. Now, let's get your website out there.
It's defraudingamerica.com.
Defraudingamerica.com. Go ahead.
Now, there's also the blog site. It's called defraudingamericablog.com. And I try to put up on that anything that I know concerning current events. So there's a lot of material there. And for younger people to understand what's going on today, you've got to understand what has gone on before, as revealed by insiders.
Anna Fish, you have a lot of great information there, and you had the opportunity to meet a lot of the people. I know you were a good friend of Gunther Rosbacher, the man who flew the plane with George Bush in it over to Paris for the October surprise. And, you know, most Americans don't really understand that, you know, the Iranians wanted to give our hostages back. We had to pay them not to give them back. But, of course, we can't let the American people know that, oh, the Iranians are all bad and we're all good. And nobody ever points out that we brought Zinguir Brzezinski from the Trilateral Commission in CFR, who is certainly one of the leaders of this whole cabal that runs our country, actually deposed the Shah and brought the radical Islamic regime to power.
You know, I was even living in Iran before the CIA revolution, and most of the people liked us.
Sure. Did most of the people like the Shah's government?
Well, thereafter, then things changed, because he was quite brutal in some of his the treatments he did of the population. So after he came in, I was there only for about a year, so I wasn't there for the worst part of it.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly, what's your take on this possibility of a war over there in the Middle East? Do you think that we're going to attack Iran and Syria?
Well, I think we have destabilized the area so badly that it's going to be chaos. Now, people talk about should we remove our troops now or later. I think it's going to be, no matter when it's done, it's going to be the results are going to be bad, but it's going to be something like Vietnam. We leave when we have no alternative. But nobody gives any thought, when I say nobody, many people don't give any thought to the lying, the culture of lying that brought all this about.
No, I agree with you, too. In fact, they lied to us about why they had to go into Afghanistan. The Afghans offered to send Osama bin Laden out of the country or to another country for trial. We didn't want that. We wanted an excuse to go in there and kill a lot of people. You know, it was Iraq, why the Iraqi government offered to let the American troops come in without fighting, and Saddam offered to leave the country, and you're never going to read that in any newspaper in the United States. Well, a few of them, because I got the information out in newspapers, but certainly this is never talked about by the controlled media. There was no reason for the war with Iraq other than the fact that our people in our government wanted a horrible war there and a lot of people to die. And then as soon as we got in, we won the war. And then, of course, they sent over Paul Bremer to destabilize the country by dissolving the Iraqi army and the Iraqi police force, the Iraqi military, and then steadfastly refusing for years to rebuild the Iraqi army so that there could be stability so we could pull our troops out. They don't want a solution. They want the problem. And, boy, they sure got one. Well, what can be done, Rodney? How can we reach the American people? How can we get them to care as deeply as I know you do? Because you've been at this for, you know, for many, many years, writing books and appearing on radio programs and trying to tell the American people about the corruption that exists at the highest level of our government, including many people within Congress and the U.S. Senate.
You know, the people have to get familiar with the facts, especially younger people, because they don't know what has happened before. Just like President Bush, the first President Bush, and Nixon. People don't realize that the two of them were secretly arming and funding Iraq, and even gave them more or less a we don't care if you invade Kuwait. Now, I described this in the book, Defrauding America. So we helped bring, our White House politicians helped bring about the invasion of Kuwait, which then led to the Gulf War, and then, of course, with more lying by our boy president from Texas. Now we're in Iraq. We've destabilized the country. We've destroyed it. There's tens of thousands of innocent people that have been killed, and the blood is on the hands of all those who approved the invasion of Iraq.
Well, I think, though, blood is on the hands of the good Americans who have not been involved in this issue and haven't tried to get the story out, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose.
Well, yes, this... and that's so they become complicit, just like with the Foley deal. All of those who knew about it and didn't do anything, or who actually covered up, they're all complicit. Well, in a way, much of the American public is the same way, in my opinion.
But aren't there a lot of people back there in Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, who are homosexual or involved in illicit acts or immoral acts? Aren't there a lot of them back there that are not being exposed?
Oh, yes, by all means. I mean, all this has come out, has been reported for years. There was the Page scandal, you know, in the 1980s. And so it's nothing new, but it just happens to be built up now. But as far as scandals are concerned, of Congress cover-up, there's a lot worse scandals than the Foley scandal.
All right, fine. We're out of time. Rodney, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to having you on the evening program later this week.
Okay, thank you, sir.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And I'm going to tell our listeners as soon as we get back how to get Rodney's books. We carry Defrauding America, Drugging America, and Unfriendly Skies. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Back Here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time I need to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs and believe we have important information to put out to help us. And if you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And why we'd love to have you as a member of the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Now, if you'd like to get Rodney Stitch's books, we carry them Unfriendly Skies, Defrauding America, or Drugging America. That's Defrauding America, Drugging America, and Friendly Skies are all great books, and we recommend them to you, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Is it really possible the CIA is involved in smuggling drugs? Absolutely. In fact, we have a book called Into the Buzzsaw, and one of the essays there is written by Gary Webb. You remember the San Jose Mercury Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who, after reporting that the CIA was involved with drug smuggling, shot himself in the head twice to commit suicide. He shot himself the second time to be sure he was dead. We have a great four-tape set, six interviews actually on that four-tape set called Is There Really a War on Drugs? And when you understand that there really is no war on drugs, that there are people in the dark side of our government, and this is not the government as a whole, but there are people, sinister, dishonest people at the highest echelons of our government who belong to secret and occult organizations that are responsible for smuggling drugs into Europe and into the United States and throughout the world. Why, you need to get our four-tape set, and then, of course, you need to get the book Into the Buzzsaw, as well as Rodney's books, and I think we can convince you that the war on drugs is as phony as the war on cancer or the war on terrorism, or certainly all of these wars are not fought to win. They're intentionally being fought to lose. Then I want to remind you, of course, all of the books, and the four-tape set is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get a material on population control, the fact that they're using drugs to kill off a lot of people, and they plan to really kill off most of the world's population. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. You need to get our material on population control, or you can just get the video or the four tape set, certainly you can get the population control special, or the population control monograph. All of these things are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you want the documentation on anything we say, we have it. We'll be glad to send it to you. We want to remind you, of course, we are holding an all-day seminar here. It's going to be on the 29th of this month here in the Monterey Bay area at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And we hope you can come. Of course, you're going to have to let us know ahead of time. We have to make reservations. We're serving lunch. We're bringing Constance Cumby and Chris Petto, and it's going to be a great program. So we look forward to having you there, 1-800-544-8927. We're trying to raise support for reprinting Dr. Cuddy's wonderful book. It's entitled The Secret Records Revealed. That's Secret Records Revealed, and you get a whole case of them for $149.95. That's $149.95 plus shipping, and you can sell them. Retail, I think it's $16.95. But we want to get the book, and we can get enough pledges where we'll go ahead and get it reprinted, and you'll have it available. That's Secret Records Revealed by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and you'll get a whole case of the books for $149.95 plus shipping. And then, of course, we ask you to give serious consideration to going to our website at RadioLiberty.com and listen to our programs. You can listen to them 5 hours a day. Please tell others about our program and encourage them to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. And behind all of this are the spiritual forces. If you haven't read our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, that's the occult hierarchy that rules the world, or my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get them right now.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being. I'm going to ask you if you will call in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because right now we don't have our guest on the line, and we keep getting that answering machine, and it's conceivable it's just going to be you and me for the second hour, and since I don't have anything planned, far better that you call and ask questions or carry on a conversation than I simply do a monologue for the full hour. So right now, of course, I'm working on my... Oh, here we've got Patrick Wood. Hold your calls, because, of course, Patrick certainly is one of my favorite guests. Patrick runs something called the August Review. That's the August Review. And Patrick's during the early 1970s and early 1980s, was working with our good friend, Professor Anthony Sutton. And they wrote together a book, Trilateralists Over Washington 1, Trilateralists Over Washington 2. And certainly they were trying to expose this small group, not only at that time, I think there were 70 American members of this 300-man organization. Today there are about 130 out of the 300 members of the Trilateral Commission actually come from the United States and make up the North American division of the Trilateral Commission, which of course includes some people from Mexico and Canada in that 130 people. But these are the people who really run our country. And they've been around since really 1973, when David Rockefeller hired Zbigniew Brzezinski, who later would become National Security Advisor and the man who really precipitated all the trouble we're having in the Middle East by, first of all, toppling the Shah of Iran and bringing the radical mullahs to power who were aligned with Russia, and then, of course, precipitating the Afghan War that was used then to train the Mujahideen in various forms of terrorism and explosive use and indoctrinate them in this radical form of Islam, which really had been laying latent for so many years. And as a result of Brzezinski, who was one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, or the man who really founded it, we have the Islamic terrorist movement that is killing our boys in the Middle East today. And these are brilliant people. They know exactly what they're doing, but they just don't want the American people to know that a small clique really does control the government. And so we're going to talk about the Trialaska Nation. And then I think that Patrick probably wants to talk about the Security and Prosperity Partnership and this effort to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Patrick, thank you so much for being with us.
You're entirely welcome, Dr. Stan. Nice to be here again with you.
Well, where are we going? What would you like to talk about?
Well, you rightly described some of the initial foundings and so on of the Trilateral Commission, which is not a government organization, by the way, back in 1973. And the initial contingent of people that David Rockefeller tapped and Zbigniew Brzezinski tapped to be members of that original group, one-third were from the U.S., as you mentioned, and two-thirds were from other places in the country.
Really in the world, more than more than the country.
That's right. It was mostly Europe, Europe as a region, and Japan as a region. And that's where the trilateral came from. That is tri meaning three. There were three different geographic regions. The membership has been expanded, by the way, over the years a little bit now. We have members from other countries in Asia, other than just to paint Japan.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a few moments with Patrick Wood as we reveal and expose the Trilateral Commission. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest is Patrick Wood from the August let's see, August review.
August review.
August review, and we'll tell you a little. In fact, why don't you just tell our listeners right now how they can get in touch with the August review, because I think your section on globalism is unique and extremely good. Of course, they're all good, and we can talk a little bit about your section on the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the other things here having to do with the unification of North America. But how can people get onto your website and get your
information? Well, our website, Dr. Stan, is www.augustreview.com. That's one word, August Review, and then a .com. And if your listeners were to go there right now, unfortunately, they're going to see a message that says that our server is undergoing some technical difficulties right now. But we'll have that back up soon. And, you know, hopefully within a day or two. And so they should just keep the address handy there and go to keep checking back, and we'll be back online shortly.
Well, how do you actually get onto the website? Because I've been there, and you have to put your name and address in there. And then how do you get some sort of a word, a password?
Well, you can people can register on the website. If they want to gain access to our original works, Trilaterals Over Washington, we have those e-books available as downloads, but only if you do register. Otherwise, you don't have to register to read the major articles and stuff. You know, there's no requirement for that. But we do want to know who are downloading our books, our e-books, for obvious reasons. There's no charge, however. So if somebody's interested in the historical perspective of Trilateral Commission, they should definitely register and download both copies of Trilaterals Over Washington and take a read.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, here's a small group, a very, very small group of people who controlled great wealth and great power. And as you point out in your second to the last article, they really have controlled the presidency since 1976.
Yes, and this was a purposeful thing, Dr. Stan. In fact, I know we've talked about that before, about the domination we've had. I have often used 1976 as the date, you know, when this domination started. But we really need to rewind that just a little bit to Gerald Ford. And you remember that Gerald Ford seceded Richard Nixon when Nixon was impeached. Well, he didn't impeach; he resigned, but he would have been if he had stayed around. But Gerald Ford assumed the presidency, and you remember who he appointed vice president?
Nelson Rockefeller.
It was Nelson Rockefeller. And, you know, Nelson was, he'd wanted to be, you know, president for many, many years, never made it. That was as high as he ever got with vice presidency.
Right.
But
actually, he wrote a book that said, I never wanted to be vice president of anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he did make it that far, and it's important to remember that the Ford-Rockefeller presidency, which came in 1974, was 1 year after the Trilateral Commission was founded in 1973. I really don't think that's totally by coincidence, by the way. And the domination of the presidency started right there.
Well, now, Chris, was Nelson Rockefeller a member of the Trilateral Commission?
Actually, he was not. He was only merely the brother of David Rockefeller,
right.
And you know, a mainstay in the Rockefeller dynasty.
All right, fine. So they certainly may have started earlier with their control, but there's no question at all. Between 74 and 76, the Trilateral Commission took over the presidency, and they've controlled every presidency since. And that's the most amazing thing when you stop and think about it.
That's exactly right. It is amazing. And
there's only maybe at that time started with, what, 70 members. Now they're up to about 130 members in the North American division.
Exactly.
And yet the president or the vice president who runs the administration, as in the case of Dick Cheney, running the Bush administration, they always come from the Trilateral Commission.
It seems that way. Initially, get my tongue untangled here. When Jimmy Carter was elected in 1976, he took and appointed no less than a third of the entire U.S. membership of the Trilateral Commission to top-level government posts. And that was the first major viewing, if you will, of the domination of the Trilateral Commission on the executive branch in the United States. Prior to that, however, and this has got me... really got me thinking about Gerald Ford and Nelson Rockefeller, the all-important Trade Act of 1974 that was passed during their tenure, that Trade Act was the act that introduced the concept of the fast-track trade legislation, which allowed the president to negotiate trade treaties with other countries and then merely submit them for an up or down vote in Congress with virtually no public debate. This fast-track legislation has been used to pass NAFTA, CAFTA, part of the WTO, and some other important trade legislation that brought us to this new international economic order that we find ourselves in today. And fast-track legislation was not brought in under Carter. It was brought in 1974 by Ford and Rockefeller. And that clearly was a trilateral scheme. It had been written about before that. They've used it for these particular treaties that further their own, their own economic interests.
And I think it's so important that people understand that free trade or this economic agreement is simply the first stepping stone along this slippery path that eventually is the merger of governments and doing away with all of the constitutional rights that we have as American citizens, because these people hate America, they hate national sovereignty, they hate the Constitution, and they've been trying to do an end run around it since Richard Gardner wrote about that back there in 1974, as I remember, in April issue of Foreign Affairs, where he said we've got to do an end run around the Constitution. You know, how terrible the Constitution is, and how we're going to have to use GATT and the World Trade Organizations to do an end run around the Constitution. These people are traitors to our government, because they swear to uphold the Constitution, and then they do everything they can to destroy it. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. Some of it certainly is incompetence, but their stated policy from even long before the Trilateral Commission was founded actually was to create a one world economy with a one world government sitting on top of it, and that called for a reduction, if not a complete elimination, of all national sovereignty in the world, basically answering to one, one super world government, legislative organization.
Well, I think, one of the most interesting part, everybody talks about this, and I think some people are really, aware of it, but what about the spiritual implications? Did Professor Sutton, you were working with closely, understand that there were spiritual implications in this whole situation?
I do not believe that he subscribed to any of that kind of thinking, Dr. Stan. We had many conversations about it along the way because I do, as you know, and Tony was always polite when we discussed, of course, because he was just a polite guy. But he pretty pointedly did not believe in the spiritual dimension, at least at the time that we were working together. He didn't believe in the spiritual dimension of except in a general sense, good versus evil. But, in a Judeo-Christian point of view, he didn't really subscribe to any of that at all.
And, of course, you mentioned in one of our previous conversations that you'd actually talked to people in the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, their logo is basically three intertwining sixes. And they've sort of spoofed it up a little bit, or spiffed it up. Now with your three arrows that make three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. What did the people from the Trilateral Commission say when you questioned the spiritual significance of their emblem, and the fact that it's very obviously three sixes, six, six,
yep.
Six?
They completely skirt the issue. They say it has nothing to do with it. The members are all free to do whatever they want to do, and indeed they do. There's all kinds of different spiritual implications with different members of the Trilateral Commission, but my guess is collectively they don't really understand themselves the full spiritual implication, because likely a lot of them are being manipulated without their knowledge, if you will.
Well, I think this is true in any organization,
yeah.
But I think there must be a few people there who really understand what it's all about, because it has always been intended there would be a world government, and people would be required to take the mark of the beast, which is, of course, 666, and it's so strange that they would have that as their logo.
Yes, it is, and it's interesting to note that that around the world, not just in our culture, but around the world, these same ideas are popped up almost simultaneously, and it's unrealistic to believe that David Rockefeller personally went to all these different places in the world and planted these ideas in people's mind, argued with them until they agreed with him what to do. this whole concept of world government and world economic system and so on, this has been congealing around the world almost autonomously, and that only proves the point that it's not man that's totally in charge of this this effort, if you will. There is a force behind it that most men do not see, that is moving, prodding, you know, planting ideas, organizing, encouraging, etc., to move this way. And so when a David Rockefeller gets together with somebody of like stature from Europe, they both get together and have a five-minute conversation and realize they're both talking about the same thing. And, hey, this is wonderful. Let's get together. I've been thinking the same thing.
And, of course, they are accomplishing this, beginning with these trade blocs, which, of course, they've established in Europe. And then gradually it sort of morphed into a European government. And do you think that's what they intend here in North America?
Absolutely. There's no question about it, Dr. Stan. It's again, there's been extensive writings on this in their own literature and stuff. And it's there's no question this is exactly what they have in mind for us. The father of the North American Union, by the way, of which the Security and Prosperity Partnership is an expression, is a man by the name of Dr. Robert A. Pastor. I believe he will be go down in history as one of the most dangerous men in America. He is a Zbigniew Brzezinski, if you will, of the modern day. A thinker, a plotter, a dedicated Marxist as well, I might add. But he is the man most responsible for bringing us the North American Union concept today, and he's written very boldly about this since 1994.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment to talk about Mr. Pastor.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 9th, 2006. Gold opened at $577.90, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $609.65. Again, that's $609.65 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and first Patrick was pointing out that in the past, it was traditional that the Senate and Congress would suddenly get together and they would negotiate trade treaties with other nations that bring them before the Senate. They would talk about them. If it was to be a treaty, why, it would have to have a two-thirds majority. But during the course of the Ford administration, they passed the fast-track legislation where, rather than allow our duly elected representatives to negotiate the treaties and discuss the treaties, why, of course, the executive branch would go over them. They would give them to the Senate up and down. There'd be no discussion allowed, and there would be 20 hours for debate, and that was it. And the whole idea is to circumvent the electoral process, to do away with this archaic concept of representative government. We have a ruling elite. Their goal, of course, is to facilitate trade as the first step to destroying the sovereignty of our nation and bring us under bureaucratic control. And the bureaucracy, of course, is making all of the decisions. So isn't that correct that they're in the Commerce Department today? They are planning on this whole system of beginning to merge our government with Mexico, so we will soon have the same prosperity that they have there in southern Mexico among the peasants. You
well,
the story.
Yeah, well, that hopefully that's not going to be the end. The exact end of our fate in this, but it looks this way at this point. But they're accomplishing this without any congressional oversight, without any congressional mandate whatsoever. In fact, there has not even been advice and consent in the Senate. Usually on important matters, the president will go and just kind of ask for a rubber stamp, not for legislation, but just, hey guys, I'm going ahead with this, what do you think? You know, everybody says yes or no. There's been no interaction, there's no budget item that's been allocated, for the Security and Prosperity Partnership. However, it's going forward like an express train. And it's being done under the basis of changing regulations rather than changing laws. Regulations are changed by staffers, not unelected staffers in the government. Laws are created by our Congress. And so these regulations are just moving ahead. There's 22 working groups within the SPP right now.
Now, could you explain to our listeners what the SPP is? You say there are 22 working groups in SPP. What is SPP? What are these working groups doing?
The SPP stands for Security and Prosperity Partnership, and these 22 working groups are working on everything, just all kinds of trade issues, all kinds of national security issues, and they're not officially working on a parliamentary organization right now, but they're basically, what they're doing is they're harmonizing, that's a buzzword by the way, they're harmonizing regulations and rules between the three countries, so that things like border security, border passage of people back and forth across the border, passage of trade back and forth across the border, the harmonization of certain industries, like certain things within healthcare, certain things within national disasters and stuff like hurricanes, and so stuff that FEMA does. Regulations are being harmonized to be brought into a consistent body of regulations that will be basically implemented by all three areas at the same time. Now, you might imagine, for instance, in the area of common defense, there's a lot of difference between Mexico, Canada, and the United States, and how, the regulations stuff we have that that control our ports and our borders and our airports and so on. The idea of harmonizing regulations is to take the regulations of all three countries and put them together until they all agree, and then implement those regulations in each individual country. Well, you know, that we don't want regulations in America that were you know, dictated to us by Mexico or Canada. They can have the regulations. They're welcome to do that. It's their country. But our regulations belong to us, and theirs belong to them. You know, that, but the SPP is going to, you know, basically saying, no, we'll make this a big one, big melting pot. And we'll make them all agree, and then we'll turn around and implement them all in the three different countries. It's absolutely outrageous, Dr. Stance, what it is.
I have no question at all it is. And the thing is that the average American is not being told. I mean, there's almost nothing in the media about it. No, there's regular media. There's a lot up on the Internet. And I know that the World Net Daily has done a great job on this, and newswithviews.com. And now you have some articles up there on your website about this, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right. And how will people access that? Of course, they'll go to
augustreview.com. Augustreview.com. It's www.augustreview.com.
And now then, this is the latest article you've written, actually, isn't it?
Well, yes, the latest article toward a North American Union describes in some detail exactly what we're talking about here now. I might add, we haven't specifically said this. This is a rubber stamp certified trilateral commission policy to create the North American Union.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Patrick Wood, and we'll invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and right now we've got Mike calling in from Arizona. How are you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. The question for your guest, how much has the administration told Congress about what they're doing? I know they just soon leave us out of the loop, but what are they telling our representatives?
All right, fine. That's an excellent question.
Excellent question, and I'll say virtually nothing. In fact, I will say better than that. I'll just say nothing. If you were to, we've had several readers go to their elected officials in their respective states and question them on the Security and Prosperity Agreement partnership, and invariably they'll just say they know nothing about it. They've never heard of it before. They're sure it's nothing, and it's nothing. You know, it's not losing sovereignty and blah blah blah. And
I see somebody said that talked to a senator who said, well, that couldn't be true because if it was true, I would know about it.
That's right.
And I know our good friend Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi, has been to back to Congress talking to the senators and talking to the staffs and talking to the congressmen. And a few of them he's been able to take to the websites where they can actually see this, and they are aghast.
Yes.
They can't believe this could be going on without their knowledge.
Yes.
Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah. Doesn't Representative Virgil Good have a resolution on this matter to at least bring it to light?
I have heard, I can't put my tongue on it right now, but I've heard that there are a couple of, there's a couple of senators and a couple of congressmen both that are making some effort to publicize this within their respective bodies.
Yeah,
but I don't know how far along it is, and I haven't seen the legislation myself, so I don't know.
So I think we need to encourage anybody who's trying to get this information out to Congress to realize that they simply will very, very soon be certainly of no significance at all in the discussion.
Absolutely.
It's just exactly as the British Parliament today, you know, with all of their members, really doesn't do anything. They simply rubber stamp the directives that come down from Brussels.
Right.
Okay, yep. Well, anything else, Mike?
No, sir. Thanks very much.
God bless. And let's go to another Mike. This one's calling from Santa Cruz. Yeah. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So to Mike from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Stan. Back to your question on the spiritual side of things. I've come to realize we're not really ruled from Washington, D.C. We're ruled from New York. More than that, we are ruled from the state of New York, which is known as the Empire State.
Uh-huh.
Lately, I've come to realize even more than that, we're ruled by, I think you could say, the Rockefellers, especially in light of what Mr. Wood's talking about. And their old family estate in New York is a half an hour north of New York City in the Hudson Valley there, just by the river. It's a town called Pocantico. And actually, where their old family mansion is located is in the center of Sleepy Hollow. So I wonder if we're actually a nation that's being ruled from Sleepy Hollow.
Well, I think what was your thoughts on that, Mike? Patrick, I don't know. Do you think that there is a small, a strong occult influence within the Rockefeller family?
I think that there has been. I don't exactly to say how important that is to this whole scheme. I'm not really sure. I will say that Stephen Rockefeller is a very influential member of that of the religious spiritual organization that is bringing us the United Religions. I'm thinking URI. What is this? United Religions Religious Initiative, and this is a one world religion organization. Bringing all the various religions, into one big happy family, I guess, if you will. And there has been a religious unification movement going for a long, long time. But within the context of the Trilateral Commission in 1973, I would say the fact that Stephen Rockefeller is a big wig in the Earth Charter movement and the URI movement that. Yes, there is a parallel religious movement going on at the same time, and I think they realize very well, appropriately, that the religions of the world, that many of which hate each other right now, will need to be somehow brought together if they're going to exist peacefully under a global government and a global economy.
Well, that's what the World Ecumenical Councils are for.
Right. A couple of things. For instance, the book, The Revelation, the book of co-creation, which was published by Barbara Marx Hubbard, was actually financed. And for those of you who don't know, Barbara Marx Hubbard is one of the leaders of the occult movement, world occult movement. And her book is strongly occult. It was, in fact, it was dictated to her by a spirit she called the Christ Spirit. She admits that. But, of course, the book was financed when it was brought out by the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities. Winthrop Rockefeller had one of the largest collections of pornography anywhere in the world, and I think that there's a spiritual element to the, you know, vulgar pathology, and I suspect, of course, that it is not simply accidental that David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission logo is a circle with three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. So I think you're right, Mike.
Yeah, and so what about Ms. Hubbard, her history politically? Wasn't she nominated by the Democratic Committee for vice presidency?
Yeah, well, she ran for the vice presidency. She wrote, lost out to Geraldine Ferraro. Okay,
yeah.
Anything else, Mike?
Well, I was going to save all this for Halloween.
All right.
Today, I just couldn't help myself.
All right. God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Arizona. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good, Dr. Stan. Patrick, are you familiar with the Lou Dobbs show and that he had a piece on Robert Pastor September 29th? Where Robert Pastor said there was no such thing as a move to create a North American Union.
Right. And he's nuts. He's, you know, whatever he would say with his mouth, we would only hold up the books that he has written.
And the
papers that he has delivered, including even a paper on the North American Union to the Trilateral Commission itself in 1975.
But, Ron, why would you think that Mr. Pastor would be honest about anything? After all, the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth. Don't you think that there are people, high positions of people, who have no sense of morality, who see nothing wrong with lying as long as it pursues their goal?
Oh, no, I know they do that. It just seems absurd that he would do that on a national televised program. And Lou Dobbs, he accused Lou Dobbs of being a conspiracy theorist, and Lou Dobbs said, "Well, that's a great compliment." But Lou Dobbs says there is a move, and Lou Dobbs has been covering this for quite a while now.
And I think he's very, very fortunate for Lou Dobbs, right?
Yes, he has. And this, by the way, is the typical way that critics are swept aside. With a paternalistic, swipe of the hand. Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's what you are.
Right.
And you must be nuts because, you know, you're looking for some, you know, you're looking for a demon under every rock.
Right.
And, it's ridicule of the most aggravating sort because their shield is so easily penetrated. I don't know how well read Lou Dobbs is on Pastor's books and papers and stuff over the years, but if he had read even a chapter from every book, he would have been able to come back with chapter and verse to him and said, "What about this, 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 and this then? Explain that, please, Dr. Pastor." And he would have had him on the mat in a hammerlock.
Well, then the next thing they do is they call you anti-Semitic because you think there's a conspiracy.
Right.
And of course, it's not a conspiracy. It's all out in the open. They just hope that the American people will never collect the dots.
And they do play on ignorance a lot. And I have to say, one reason that we were successful, that Sutton and I were successful back when we were working together in the 70s and 80s, was that we could pin these people's ears back with details, with specifics.
Right.
And one thing, Tony Sutton was, people used to call him the human vacuum cleaner. he could suck up information like the most powerful Hoover vacuum cleaner you ever saw in the world. And that's not a pun saying he worked for the Hoover Institution, by the way. But he could. And when these people would try and pull some stuff like what you say Pastor did here, that would just put Tony's antennas up and just drive him nuts. He'd come back and start quoting them chapter and verse on where they said this and where they said that. And they would listen for 4 or 5 minutes, and they said, "Okay, respond to that." And they simply couldn't. They just flat out couldn't respond.
And so usually what they do is change the subject or go on to something else.
They go on to something else. But I heard him one time. I was on a show with him, and I just kind of shut up because he had more information in his brain than I did. But he sat there and debated with a guy for 2 hours, and probably took him to task on about, I'd say, 8 or 9 different major topics. When they changed the topic, he'd just go after him again.
Yeah, a different topic. Proven
lying. We're on your job out there is to get people onto Patrick's website. That's augustreview.com. And then, of course, there's so much good information. We've got a couple of books, you know, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. But I think the best new book is called The Minuteman, because Joan Corsi goes into the background how this whole failure to enforce immigration laws ties into this effort to really begin to unite the United States and Mexico. And when you realize that, when they realize they really want to lower our living standards and bring us the same sort of freedom they have in Mexico, at that point, maybe we'll get some of the American people to realize that America, you know, is lost when good people do nothing. We're in real trouble, man. It's a matter of reaching people. But I think they're really waking up. Don't you, Patrick? Don't you think there's an increased awareness now?
I think some people are beginning to wake up, Dr. Stan, but what most people still do not realize is that there's a very real possibility that the current administration, under the domination of members like, you know, people like the Trilateral Commission, the current administration may have already pulled a coup d'etat on our future as far as North American Union is concerned. There may not be any congressional, there may be nothing, in other words, that Congress or Senate can do to turn this around. Even if they all, you know, unilaterally, uniformly said, no, we're not going to do that, it may be virtually impossible to turn it around. And I think the attitude of the current administration, the impudence that they have towards the people at this point, it really does appear that they think they're pulling off a coup d'etat here.
Well, they really are in many respects. They've got our attention all focused on the tragedy that's unfolding over in Iraq, where American boys are supposedly fighting for our freedom while are losing our freedom here at home.
Yes.
Anything else, Ron, before we let you go?
No, thank you, gentlemen. You're doing great work, and I'll do everything I can to alert people.
All right, your job is to get everybody down there between you and Mike down there in Arizona. We want everybody listening to our program.
You bet.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let me recommend the material there on August Review. And of course, I'm sure that Patrick needs your financial help. I'm sure everybody out there, but Patrick needs help, but Patrick's doing a great job. And of course, I'm sure you do accept donations, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And we do need, you know how it is. The battle is great, and the funders are few.
All right. Well,
we don't have the Rockefeller family behind us where we can, request $100 million.
Yeah, of course, the thing is that all of the money is really on the other side, and the great tax-exempt foundations and the Fords, they're in this right up to their very slimy little necks, and the Carnegies, because I don't know how many Carnegies there still are, but the foundations are doing the job that Andrew Carnegie wanted them to, and the Rockefellers the same, and so many of the foundations out there, the Pews and the... You know, and even some of the very, very large ones like the Gates Foundation and other foundations are involved in all sorts of truly unbelievable things. But all you ever heard about, the benevolent things, and never the things that are aimed at destructive. Well, we've got Marilyn calling, and Marilyn's calling from Sacramento. Is that right? Hi, Marilyn.
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. By the way, I did get my book, and it's absolutely marvelous, the Robert Bayer book, See No Evil. And his mother was one of my best friends, or is, I don't know. I haven't heard from her for a long time. But my question has to do with this so-called scandal in Washington and this beating up on Denny Hastert. Now, I'm not a Republican, but... Denny Hastert held the line on this immigration thing. He wouldn't go along with the Senate program, and he said the majority of the Republicans will rule, and it worked out that way. Now, look what they're doing to him, beating up. I just hope that all of the people out there that, who are going to vote will vote for the most conservative candidate and certainly turn out to vote. The very worst thing you can do is stay home, other than vote for Democrats, of course.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, of course, I think that's an interesting thought. I hadn't even considered that, but they've certainly been holding it down. It has its feet to the fire, and it's so hard to know whether there's any justification for it or not. What are your thoughts, Patrick?
Well, my basic opinion on politics, Dr. Stan, is that both political parties are completely broken beyond repair, thanks to the influence of members of the Trilateral Commission over the years. And any time we have a diversion like we have right now, usually it's created on purpose one way or another, just to keep the troops out here arguing over something, just to give people something to focus on. The danger in that is, and the reason I don't pay much attention to it is because every time I see a big smoke screen go up, I start looking everywhere else to find out what's going on.
I think that's such a very, very good point, and I think that they're playing games with their mind all the time, Marilyn, but this whole Foley incident, they've known this for a long time. They brought it up just this month, as they call it an October surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, but the Democrats are the most pro-homosexual party in that, next to the Libertarians.
Yeah, but of course, the thing is that Foley was a Republican. In fact, he was the fellow in charge of the committee on stopping pedophilia and moral values. Talk about hypocrisy.
Yes, but look at the Democrats. Look
I know.
They've done this last legislative session in California.
Marilyn,
they have voted absolutely everything, the most horrible thing, putting them in the schools. They have homosexuals coming in to lecture, working in schools. They have control of most of the schools. And of course, legislation here in California, Governor Schwarzenegger vetoed 3 out of 4 of the worst ones. But
that's the only good thing I can say about Arnold. I was very pleased that he had the courage to do that.
But we really worked on that thing.
I'm glad you did.
And calling on the phone, yes.
God
all right,
you.
Well, thank you for your guest. I've been reading some things that are forwarded to me, and I'll try to bring up his website now.
Hey, thank you so very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, let's go to Steve calling from San Juan Bautista. Hi, Steve.
Yes, hello. I was wondering who the president of the Trilateral Commission is, who the officers are, and whether they have a website that I could visit.
It's trilateral.org. The current resident is Richard N. Haas, H-A-A-S-S. He's the president of the Trilateral Commission. And if you read my next newsletter, you'll find out all about how Haas knew exactly everything that was going to happen as far as terrorism back in 1996.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments. Bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312 312- 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift. According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
To save our heritage. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because this truly is a spiritual battle. And behind all of these men who want to create a new world order, who want to create a world government, who want to destroy Christianity as we know it, and really they want to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth under their God, because they worship a different God, and that's what it's really all about. And so if you really understand that, you begin to see the spiritual implications, go to their website, trilateral.org. Look at the little circle they have now. It's much less occultic than it used to be, but it used to be very obviously three intertwined sixes. But you can see them now if you look very carefully. It's embedded there. Three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside down broken cross. Why do you think that they picked that? Well, I think somebody knows its significance. And if you don't believe, of course, that the down through the ages, they have actually kept this whole spiritual movement alive with these embedded images, why, we carry a book written by a man who I believe to be a Satanist. It's called The Secret Teachings of All Ages by Manly Palmer Hall. Now, we don't have that listed on our regular catalog, Manly Palmer Hall, but we do have that for researchers, his other books, The Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry. We have these books because we want you to be able to read what people who come from the other dimension or in contact with the other dimension have to say. And so remember, these books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Remember our all-day conference on the 29th of October, where we're having Constance Cumby come. And Constance is one of the world's leading experts on the whole world occult movement. And, of course, she'll be giving two talks. We're bringing in here from Michigan, where she lives, in Detroit. That's Constance Cumby. We'll be giving two talks. Certainly Chris Pinto will be here. And Chris will be coming from Southern California, talking for about an hour and a half on the secret mysteries of America's beginning. The secret mystery of America's beginning. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the secret societies that were here then and are here today. They even have a temple over in San Jose, the Rosicrucian Temple, and people drive by it and have no idea what it's all about. And so if you're going to come to our conference all day on the 29th, this Sunday, why, give us a call. We need to know that we've only got about 3 weeks now. It looks like we're going to have a great turnout, but we hope that you can come and bring your friends. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be serving lunch. And that's the Radio Liberty Annual Seminar, Aptos Seascape Golf Course, 29th of October. Then I want to mention we're still trying to raise pledges to reprint Dr. Cuddy's book. If you'd like to get a case of his book for $149.95 plus shipping, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's a great book. It's called Secret Records Revealed, and it's one of the most important books he ever wrote. And we want to get that and his other books back in print. They're important sources of reference. And of course, now we have an index in it, and a book without the index was sort of like meat without salt. It isn't very good. But now it has an index and an epilogue, and And then, of course, we also want to mention, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, or see the video. You need to understand this story of what's really behind everything going on. If you'd like to get our information on immigration, we have a 4-tape set. We carry the book Fighting Immigration Anarchy. We have carried the book entitled The Minutemen by Jerome Corsi. Excellent book. Well, we have a DVD, The Conquest of Aztlan, going into this whole idea of joining California and Mexico and Colorado and Texas and Arizona back to their origin, back to Mexico. And if you don't think that they're looking at your home, right, you really don't understand what this is really all about. There really are people who have a different worldview. And then, of course, remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The United States has outlined proposed UN sanctions against North Korea in response to its nuclear test. Warren Levinson is in New York.
The United States is suggesting the Security Council impose a trade ban on military and luxury items coming into North Korea. It would also give the UN power to inspect all cargo going into or coming out of the country and freeze all overseas assets connected with North Korea's weapons programs. The U.S. circulated the ideas to Council diplomats after Pyongyang announced it had conducted an underground nuclear test. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton said the test was unanimously condemned in a closed-door Council session. Last week, the Council warned North Korea against conducting the test.
The United States is still trying to confirm that North Korea actually exploded a nuclear device, as claimed. President Bush says the mere threat of doing so is a provocative act that deserves a quick and harsh response. This is IRN.